Fine, the new chairperson.
I'm fine, Papa. Long
then,
time.
Hey, long time.
But in corn.
I'm still breathing. Mawpila, Jema.
In corn, Papa.
I wish.
Deborah King, you will inform me when you are ready. Ne?
Yeah, I'm just confirming the members here. Yeah?
Yes, Bracky.
I think we can start with the quorum now.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, honorable members and our officials. You didn't inform me about the departments and its agency. Are they in? We've got the agenda before us. We've got the agenda before us, honorable members. The first item, which is opening and purpose of the meeting. This meeting is officially opened. You are warmly welcome. The purpose of the meeting is for the tabling, consideration, and adoption of 2020 budget review and recommendations report by the Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development. Let's move to the second item, which is roll call and apologies. Do we have any apology?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Chairperson, I've got the apologies. The minister has said an apology, though I indicated that it's not that necessary, was considering the report of the committee. However, she has forwarded an apology. And then Honorable Ntenjane has also forwarded an apology, indicating that he is attending the doctor. And then I also received an apology of Inkosi Oluthuli, So, Chairperson, those are the apologies that I have received.
Thank you. Let's note the apologies since they've got reasons. Let's move to the next item, which is adoption of the agenda. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
Oh, before Chair, we can confirm members who are in the platform. We've got you, Chairperson, and then we've got Honorable Mieni, got Honorable Jacobs, we've got Honorable Hendricks, Honorable De Villiers, Honorable Tromelang, Honorable April, and Honorable Lubengo. Should it happen that I missed any of the member, I'll request that he or she indicates. But those are the ones that I can see them in the platform. Number two, Chair, I don't know what's happening. It seems as if you sound very far with your.
Okay.
Can you
hear me now?
Yes, yes. Okay. Yes, now we're audible.
My mic was. You are right. Thank you.
Okay.
I already welcomed the members. So I can now move to the next item, which is adoption of the agenda. Any mover from honorable members for the adoption of the agenda?
Chairperson, I move that the agenda be adopted.
Thank you, honorable Mien. Any seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, honorable De Villiers. Then let's move to the next item, which is the tabling and consideration and adoption of 2021 budget review and recommendations report by the Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development. I don't know who's presenting, but I believe it's Smoo. Smoo, can you take us through, please?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. Raking, I hope you have given me rights. I'm still disabled, Braking.
Okay, I'll do it now.
Okay.
You're fine. Okay. You're fine now.
Yeah, I'm fine now. Yeah.
Sure, thank you. If you can just push your camera towards yourself, because we see you from the spectacles.
Oh, okay.
Are you on the laptop or what? Yeah.
Okay, you can see the document now.
Now
visiting, yes.
You can see the document. Proceed, please.
Okay. Chair, once again, good morning to you, Chairperson. Good morning to honorable members. Good morning to you, colleagues. Chair, we'll do it like we did it last year, where I will take you through the high-level sections of the document. Then under observations and recommendations, that's when we'll then go one by one. And then members will have an opportunity to amend, to add, to subtract, or to make their contributions. Chair, in total, the document is 32 pages long. The first part of the document is the introduction, and then it starts from page 1 up to page 4. Then from page 4, the latter part of page 4, it starts with the second section, which looks at the overview of the key policy focus areas for the department, which would include the National Development Plan, the medium-term strategic framework 2019-2024. This is the second generation of the MTSF, Chairperson, since it started in 2014. Then it looks at the State of the Nation address by the President, Honorable President Ramaphosa. As you know, Chairperson, some of the pronunciations by the presidents, they become the policy that the department or any department should implement. Then it's the Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, Chair. This is in response to the COVID-19. Then the last one is the summary of the key priorities informing the 2020-25 strategic plan of the department and entities, as well as the annual performance plan of the department. In this case would be 2020-2021, which is the annual performance plan that is currently under scrutiny. Then section three, Chair, it's the summary of the previous key committee recommendations. They start from page 7, right up to page 12. These are 2020 BRRR recommendations, Chair, that you shall have made as the portfolio committee and the response by the minister and the department. Then from page 13, we look at the service delivery performance of the department. We start by looking at the non-financial performance summary, then all four programs of the department, which starts from administration, sector policy and research, integrated cooperatives development, and the last one, enterprise developmental and entrepreneurship. Then the second part would be to look at the King.
Yeah, bro.
Are you able to accept people on your side?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Okay. The next part, Chair, we look at the financial performance summary of the department. For instance, we are making an indication that the department spent 98% of its budget. Again, we look at the performance of each program from program one, where 98% of the budget was spent, program two, program three, program four. Then the last part, it's the report of the, it's just a summary of the report of the Auditor General. Then that section, it ends at page 20. Then from page 21, we look at the departmental entities, starting by Small Enterprise Development Agency. Again, the same principle as used above. We look at the non-financial performance indicators. We look at the financial performance indicators of the three CEDA programs. The first one being the EDD, the second one being the sector, I mean CEDA technology program, and the third one being administration. Then we, as I indicated earlier on, we do the financial overview of those three programs of CEDA. Then again, we look at the report of the Auditor General, Chairperson. As you may be aware, the AG presented to a portfolio committee on the 10th of December, and it was indicated that despite a good performance by CEDA, but the audit opinion has regressed from clean to unqualified audit opinion with findings. Then the next section, we look at Small Enterprise Finance Agency. We also look at the overview of the service delivery performance. Chair, with regards to the audit report here, during the meeting, we did upload CIFA on their performance in as far as the clean audit is concerned since inception in 2012. There were no issues really that were identified by the audit under CIFA, as well as the loan book performance by CIFA is quite good. The impairments are sort of going down, so it's not bad at all. The performance is good. Then, Chair, under observation, starting from page 29, that's where I indicated earlier on that we'll do each observation one by one. In total, there are 10 observations. And then underneath, we'll do recommendations. Again, there are about 10 recommendations for consideration by members of the portfolio committee. Chair, the first observation that the portfolio committee is making, 6.1, the COVID-19 pandemic is causing unimaginable damage to the small business sector. The portfolio committee is mindful of the difficult conditions within which the department must discharge its responsibility. It is also cognizant of the interruptions that the pandemic has had on the targets and budgets of the department and entities. You will recall, Chairperson, that DSPD is one of the entities that was affected by the reprioritizations environment that was implemented during the course of the previous financial year. There is a noticeable pattern of underspending across all programs of the department and CEDA. Both organizations attribute this low spending to high number of vacant posts. Despite budgetary constraints, the department continues to underspend on important services and surrender funds to the national revenue. This is what I indicated earlier on, that it was due to reprioritization environment that we're undertaking during the previous financial year. Whereas CEDA total revenue budget for 2020-2021 financial year was 883 million. The actual expenditure for the period 1 April 2020 to 31 March amounted to 773 million, resulting in a pro rata underspending of 218 million. There was no underspending or anything of that sort reported under CIFA, Chairperson. The committee has also been advised that due to an imminent merger between CIFA and CEDA, as well as CBDA, there is a moratorium on filling of vacant posts. The portfolio committee remains in the dark as regards the progress or current developments concerning the merger. 6.5, the committee has observed a continuous pattern of deferring the tabling of draft bills to Parliament. In terms of the department's 2019-2020 APP, all legislative initiatives planned for completion were adjourned for tabling during the previous financial year, and again, they have been deferred for completion during the current financial year, which ends next year, 31 March 2022. Some of these include the National Small Enterprise Act, the revision of the integrated on the promotion of entrepreneurship and small enterprises, as well as the integrated strategy on the development and promotion of cooperatives. The committee is concerned with these perpetual postponements. 6.6, Chair, regarding the audit outcomes, the portfolio committee is pleased with the overall performance of the portfolio, the portfolio being the department, CEDA and CIFA, but it notes that there is still a room for improvement. CIFA achievement of consecutive clean audit outcomes since inception is applauded. CEDA backsliding from clean audit to unqualified audit opinion with findings require urgent attention, while audit outcome of the department is welcomed. You will recall again, Chairperson, that CEDA has been achieving, I think for the past 3 or 4 years, CEDA has been achieving a clean audit. So there is a minor slide in terms of their audit opinion from clean to unqualified audit opinion. 6.7, however, the audit opinion of the department has remained unchanged for the past financial year. This is the observation of the Auditor General, Chairperson, to say the main obstacles that prevents the department from obtaining a clean audit outcome remains the quality of submitted annual performance reports. Then on 6.8, the committee is concerned that the audit areas flagged for improvement during the past financial years keep resurfacing. Some of these, Chair, are material non-compliance with the various incentive guidelines that has been reported by the AG. The systems to collect and report on achievements related to these incentives were not adequate to ensure credible information. Some of these areas flagged by the AG are adjustments were required during the audit process on 4 incentives related to achievements. There was no evidence that the department performed post-approval site visits for the paid applicants for both BBSDP and CIS. Then on 6.9, Chair, the Portfolio Committee has noted AG4 warnings. that management do not respond timely and with the required agency in addressing risks and improving internal controls. On this one, Chair, you will note that for the better part of the previous financial year, the department was without the audit and risk committee. But on the during March 2021, the audit committee was appointed and it began operating during March 2021. So we are hopeful that some of these areas flagged by the AG will improve going forward. The AG further notes that slow response by management in addressing compliance-related matters pertaining to inadequate implementation and monitoring of action plans by these role players to address key audit matters have been identified as a root cause for the repeat findings. This is particularly relevant to the compliance monitoring environment of the department. Chair, those are 10 observations that we have developed as the support staff. As I indicated earlier on, members will have an opportunity to add or to contribute towards them at the end of the presentation. Then under recommendations, Chair, on 7.1, we are saying the department must act swiftly in dealing and implementing AG recommendations. There should be necessary agency by management in responding to the AG's request relating to addressing risks identified and improving internal controls that will improve the audit outcomes of both the department and entities. There should be regular and timely reviews of performance information by senior management to ensure that the valid, accurate, and complete reporting is done to minimize reporting errors. The department should take appropriate action to ensure that identified deficiencies in internal controls are addressed by management to mitigate against recurrence of the findings with regards to the usefulness and reliability of the reported performance information. Management should also develop an action plan to respond to address the findings raised by the Auditor General. On 7.4, the department must address the non-compliance with key legislations, which remains a challenge, especially in the supply chain management environment, which has led to irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure being incurred. On 7.5, Chair, it's we say effective monitoring and oversight by the accounting officer, internal audit and audit committee is critical in ensuring that the audit outcomes and the performance information environment of the department is maintained in future years. The committee is mindful that filling of vacant posts is reliant on a successful finalization of the merger of DSBD and DSBD entities and CBDA. However, this process should not be achieved at the expense of service delivery. Strategic posts have remained vacant for too long, and this is affecting the performance of the department and entities. The process must be fast-tracked and finalized at least before 31 March 2022, which is the current financial year. On 7.7, the accounting officer, EXCO management or responsible officials have an obligation to ensure that site visits are conducted to all beneficiaries of the department and CEDA programs in order to verify if goods and services are actually delivered through pre and post site visits. Owing to CEDA geographic footprint, the agency could be utilized for this purpose. On 7.8, the department is encouraged to look at efficient spending of its baseline funds and promptly identify idling reserves in order to avoid future and undesirable environments and suspensions. Poor spending on programs as well as goods and services, which are usually a manifestation of vacant posts, are typically the basic triggers and motivation behind such environments. On 7.9, all outstanding bills such as the review of the National Small Enterprise Act must be accelerated and tabled to Parliament in line with the strategic plan 2019 to 2024 that was presented to Parliament by the department, and also in line with the successive annual performance plan of the department before the 31st of March 2022. The National Small Enterprise Act, Chairperson, it's just an example, really. There could be other bills that the department would like to present to a portfolio committee before the end of the current financial year. Then the last one, Chair, in addition, DSBD position with respect to the review of the Cooperatives Act as amended, as well as the Business Act, that has soon been transferred from DTIC to the Department of Small Business Development, as well as soon to be transferred Cooperative Banks Act, must be clarified to the Portfolio Committee, as these have implications on the programs and budget of the committee. So are reviews of the integrated strategy on the promotion of entrepreneurship and small enterprises, and the review of the integrated strategy on the development and promotion of cooperatives. Chair, these are 10 recommendations that we have developed as the support staff for consideration by members of the committee. In terms of the issues, Chair, that are coming up, that we are picking up as the support staff, the key issues really, it's, for CEDA, I mean, for CIFA, their maintenance of the clean audit for the past 6, if not 7 years, Chair, it needs to be uploaded. And surely the portfolio has a lesson to learn from CIFA's performance in as far as the attainment of the clean audit. CEDA audit, Chair, has regressed. It's still a good audit opinion, unqualified, but we note that CEDA has been achieving clean audit for the past 3 to 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. So it needs to be noted as well. The DSBD audit outcome, Chair, is also good, unqualified clean audit, but we note that it has remained unchanged for quite a while, and the Auditor General is giving us guidance in terms of the areas that the department must pay particular attention to in order to move from unqualified to a clean audit. Then, underspending, Chairperson, you will note that overall, there is a recorded underspending across all programs of the department, and particularly CEDA, Chair, where the entire performance of CEDA was 52%, and the regression, as we have indicated earlier on. And the reason, the consistent reason being cited by the department and CEDA is the vacancies in the senior management positions, which is as a result of an impending merger of the three entities. Then the last one, Chairperson, it's the bills. As legislators, Chairperson, I think the Portfolio Committee has a duty to pay a particular attention to this one. As legislators, Chairperson, this is one of your primary responsibility to pass laws. So during the current sixth administration, Chairperson, there is no bill that has been referred to a Portfolio Committee. I think it's one area that as a Portfolio Committee we should really be worried about. Chair, let me stop there. Perhaps then we'll clarify if members have any questions or if members will have any contribution to make going forward. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Sbu. Thank you for the wonderful presentation. It is clear. I'm happy because the recommendations is in line with the observation, of which makes it easier for us as members. I will now invite members to make comments where they feel. Honorable members, this is the observation by our support staff about what transpired into the three entities, which is the department as well as its agencies. So I would like members to comment. Please assist the chairperson by identifying those observations as well as its findings, its recommendations, so that it becomes easier for our support staff to can add or amend. Over to you. Let us show by raise up of hands. And then King will assist me to identify those hands. Let's start. Thank you.
Chair?
Yes?
I've realized the hand of Honorable Hendricks.
Okay.
So far. And then maybe before he continues, Chair, I made a mistake. I did not acknowledge the presence of the Deputy Minister. So I'll just make the Chair aware that the Deputy Minister is in the platform. Apologies for not recognizing him. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome, Honorable Deputy Minister. This is our report as the Portfolio Committee. For you as our political head is to note so that those concerns need to be taken into cognizance so that you drive your vehicle properly as the political head in the department as well as the DG. So you are warmly welcome into this meeting. We really salute your commitment as the political head in the department. Once you are here, the minister is also here because you are from the ministry. Thank you so much. Can we identify hands in that order?
So it's Honorable Hendricks.
Honorable Hendricks is the only hand which is up now. Okay. Honorable Hendricks, can you input, please?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, it's nice to have the Deputy Minister here, and we share your sentiments on the importance and appreciation for the Deputy Minister representing the Minister to be here. I've listened very carefully to the committee report. I don't agree that there are lessons to be learned for Portfolio Committee members. We don't learn lessons. However, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your leadership and the support staff for helping us to take CEDA to the next level. That's the lesson to be learned, that a committee, when it is vigilant, can take departments to a next level. And I would like to congratulate the Portfolio Committee members, the support staff, and yourself in CEDA around. I remember that at the beginning, my party personally, we were very critical of CEDA. And as we went along, we now start applauding CEDA. I want to agree that we need to make sure that all the critical posts are filled by the end of August. I think that by the end of March next year, I think it's very important because government and parliament is giving us more and more challenges and responsibilities. And the Department of Small Business needs a full team, especially as the merger of CEDA and SIFA is on the radar. Maybe that is one of the first tasks that the Deputy Minister must take up to ensure that there is a smooth transition, but an urgent transition. We're nearly halfway during the sixth parliament, and we can't wait until the seventh parliament to really be effective. This committee, Honorable Chair, will be very effective, number one, if the merger is completed, and number two, if we have a full staff complement. we can't be a lame duck because of those two matters. I think it was a good idea, Honorable Chair, that this committee and also Small Business Development Department supported that we need to extend the footprint of the CEDA by using the parliamentary constituency offices, and we have 400 members of parliament, and just imagine another 400 offices. CEDA went on go slow. There was the lockdown. There was the looting. And going forward, Honorable Chair, I am very disappointed that we visited a lot of villages. Visited Harding. We visit Mapuma village, Neumtata. We visit Matubatuba, and they don't know about us. And the first steps, Honorable Chair, is that we must do the two-day workshop so that people can apply and they meet all the requirements for funding. Without that two-day workshop, you know, nothing can happen because people apply and then they complain that nothing happens. But that two-day workshop is very important. So as a member of parliament, I took it upon myself to assist CEDA. They provided the trainer, paid the trainer. We paid for a venue. We paid for the breakfast and the lunches and the certification. And that is the type of cooperation that I hope other political parties will also give to CEDA, because we need to start empowering people on how to apply for the funding, and more funding opportunities are coming to this. But I'm very happy with the report and the wisdom of the report writer and also the support staff. It is really appreciated because we need that 10 million jobs. We need that 10 million jobs which has to be created by the Small Business Development Department. We can't sit with uncertainty. We can't sit with a situation where we're not at full strength. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hendricks. Ebra King,
do Chair, you still have? Yes.
Yes.
After we've got Honorable De Villiers and then Honorable Jacobs.
So thanks, Honorable Hendricks, for your comments. I believe it will assist our support staff to add certain things. The issue of PCOs have been a song which we were singing, and you are consistent in doing so. I fully agree with you, because if the department is not visible, let those offices assist them. Instead, we are befabbing them to have capacity in terms of visibility as well as information. So your inputs are of great need. We need to take this department forward, as you are saying. Thank you so much. Honorable De Villiers.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. To my colleagues, all honorable members, to the Deputy Minister and all officials present, thank you very much for being here today. I would just like to commend the officials on this report. I think it is actually quite truthful. I think it really reflects some of the criticisms and some of the recommendations and some of the observations that we as a committee have made during the course of all our last committee meetings. I think it is a honest report which gives us a lot to think about. I certainly cannot claim that I can't learn lessons anymore. I wish to learn lessons not only here, but for the rest of my life. So I think there are a lot of lessons in here to be learned for all of us. And I think that we must, as a committee, really take this report and read through it properly, study it, and form our execution, our plan around the recommendations that have been put down here, based upon what has been so well put together in this report. So I'd like to commend the officials, and I think it is a excellent and a very truthful report.
Thank you, Honorable. Your inputs are of great importance. That's how we build each other. I believe the DM is listening to us, that even our criticism are constructive to build the department. We are playing the ball, not the men. Thank you so much, Honorable De Villiers. Any other hand, Prakim?
It's Honorable Jacobs.
Okay, Honorable Jacobs, the stage is yours.
Good morning, Chair, and all honorable members and viewers on the platform. Also, I want to acknowledge the Deputy Minister and the DG. Now, I also want to echo the sentiments of support and endorsement of the report. The report is accurate and true and detailed reflections. I endorse the 10 observations and the 10 recommendations. I support them. The department is a functional department, but I think the one thing that the report comes quite through is that the department, there is room for improvement. I think the big issues were flagged, and I also want to emphasize those things. Access to funding remains the biggest challenge in the sector. Government, I think our budget is about 2 billion rand, loosely. And whilst it sounds big, it's not a lot because there's hundreds of thousands of small business out there, informal sector, informal traders that wants to do business and wants to make a living for themselves and also their employees. So access to finance remains a problem. I don't see how the department is pulling together public-private partnerships on access to funding. So that funding strategy, I think it was raised in one of the previous things, is something that the department and the ministry and us must look at, because there's different funding pots in the private sector, and we can learn, and also in the spirit of how the president wants things to be done, a public-private partnership. So I think that is a key thing. So we also know the underspending of the 200 million is not acceptable. Yes, there is reasons, and I think we've heard the AG giving us that reasons, but 200 million could provide more small business opportunities for many, many small businesses. And I think that's also something that we need to do about how do we improve the capacity. There will always be the need, will be always bigger than what we can deliver. But how do we improve the capacity of the department to actually deliver that supplier development program and the cooperatives is something that requires urgent and important attention. I think we must acknowledge that initially the previous minister spoke about 1,000 local products to be in local shops. I think we are standing at about 200 and almost 300 local products, which is a great improvement. And so that needs to be commended. But I think we have failed on the cooperative development. And we acknowledge that there will be mergers next year. I think the closing date for the start of the mergers is the 1st of April. So we want, as this committee, to have a detailed plan, a detailed conceptual plan, and a time frame of how the mergers and the mergers will take place. Because you see, you can't have the bus not working while you try to fix the bus. And so next year, it will be crucial that the department come to this portfolio committee and give us a sense of both the strategic approach and the operational approach of how they're going to do the mergers of the two entities, CIFA and CEDA, and how they're going to do seamless integration between the cooperative bank and the different entities, so that yes, we agree on the logic and rationale of integration and seamless work, but with the question and the detail is how. And so we need that time frames. I think we as this portfolio committee must acknowledge that we have not done enough around the bills and the legislation. And so we can't wait for the department. And I think that is a thing that we must accept. I think two provincial entities have developed small business and township enterprise bills. I think it's Gauteng and KZN. Very good bills, I might add, very progressive bills, very bills that begin to take the economy back into our townships and to our rural areas. That is The bills are is an attempt to deal with the legacies of taking business outside the townships and trying to create a more inclusive, more shared economy. And I think small business is an important cog to that. So we, as this portfolio committee, must make that decision that, yes, there's still the National Small Enterprise Act that's still outstanding, and the promotion of cooperatives development is still outstanding. So we must make a judgment call when these bills will come through, if we're going to wait for the department, or we commission our officials here, we take a decision and present proposals for public comment. So I think that is something that we as the portfolio committee must decide on, because we can't just blame the department if we have not done. And it's an indictment both of the fifth administration and ourselves. I think the last point I want to raise, Chair, is the monitoring and evaluation and the feedback. What we're getting from townships is that the department comes to the townships and make the presentations on their laptops and go. But the turnaround of successful applications is very slow. So, for example, if there was 1,000 people in Khayelitsha or Mitchells Plain that came to come and listen, the throughput of applications coming through from those townships is less than 5. So the challenge is from the department presenting and everybody interested in getting some government work to actually getting a successful application, there's a big dropout rate, if I can use that term. And so we need to find mechanisms where the department can help small business through making it easier to fill in the forms, using technology. If you need portfolio of evidence, why don't we take a picture of our business? Why don't we take a picture of our ID? Why don't we take a picture of our signatures? Why don't we use technology and get experts in to help? We must get the compliance right. We must get the regulations right. But let's use innovative technology. Online has helped us for that. So I think we are lagging about getting a turnaround. So if I apply, and that's the big problem. People are saying, CIFA is useless because I have applied. No one even acknowledged that I was successful or even accepted my proposal. And so that thing is, we must have a track and trace mechanism to say that Faiz applied on the first of getting a sense whether he's been successful or not, or if he has not been successful, these are the areas of challenge. And we admit it requires a lot of administrative technology capacity. So I think that for us is going to be a key thing, a key feature for the new year. Are we using technology, and are we getting private sector to come help us? If we don't have the capability in government, I think we must ask and say, look, let's get the best brains in South Africa and develop a system to deal with it. I think the last issue is the post visits, site visits. We give a lot of money to people. And so it's important for us to tell those success stories. We were pleased last time when 9 different sets of people from different provinces came to the portfolio committee, whether it was virtual, and told us about their story themselves. Not us as politicians, not government officials, but themselves, how they struggle and how they survive and how they use the success stories. But we also need to get that feedback. So post-evaluation and monitoring is crucial. We did one site visit, and I know it was COVID, and we did for 3 days. We went to 3 major metropolis, Durban, Ekurhuleni, and Joburg, and Tshwane, and we looked at the unrest situation. But I think we must have a program, a schedule, and it must be also written in where the department goes on the road shows, but also involve us as the portfolio committee. With that, Chair, I want to acknowledge and give thanks to the officials, and I support this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Hence, the involvement of PCOs is critical to back up the department. Indeed, we are not supposed to be criticizers, but we must be seen as people who are also coming up with solutions. So I like that. Do we have any other hand, Braking?
No, Chairperson, these were the hands that I identified. I'm not sure what Honorable April.
Chairperson?
No, my hand was not raised, Braking.
Okay. Oh, it's Honorable Tromelang.
No, Chairperson, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Braking?
Yes, you are audible.
Oh, okay, my apology, Chair, and greetings to honorable members. The problem that I encountered is this thing of electricity, but what I wanted to say, I think most of the issues are covered by the two honorable speakers. And Chair, the only point that I think we must talk about is that the observation according to the committee must be implemented, because if you look at the observation, I think even the recommendation, some of them is an observation, and then they have a plan, how do they want to achieve that? I think they must be implemented accordingly. But also, we must have timelines. When are we going to implement those? There are those that are very easily that we can implement timelessly. There are those that need time to be implemented. But overall, the report is very impressive. And there are things that I can say 80% of the things that are in this report, Chair, they are very achievable. We just have to do to unlock two or three things, like Honorable Whip has said, Honorable Jacobs was saying, the issue of finding funding to small businesses. So I wanted to raise an issue earlier on. The electricity just came on now. I'm very sorry, so that when you have closed the matters, it's like I'm becoming sort of, I'm not listening. I just came after the last speaker without showing the hand before. But I raised my hand. I was struggling with my gadget, Chair. I also support the report to be approved with all the additions that has been made by members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tromelang. I sympathize with you, my daughter. Issue of network, it's a problem. Then I'm requesting DG, if ever, just comment, because this is our report, this is our view on what we have seen. And then the DM will get in. DG, can you hear me? King, is the DG still in our midst?
Yes, Chair. He is in the platform. There he is.
Okay. DG, no, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, Chair.
Okay. I was saying, any comment from your side? This is the committee's report. You can't change it, but we can be happy if you can give one or two comments on the report itself as the head of the department.
No, thanks, Chair, for the opportunity. I was not expecting that I'd get the opportunity to speak, because as you are saying, it's your report. Really saying it's fine. I think we have listened to the report. We will respond, because there are some areas that we accept we have to improve on. And I think it was the information that was shared by the AG. We also shared some information when we presented our own report last week. So there are areas definitely that we know that we have to continuously improve. But we will provide those comprehensive responses in terms of the report, because it is coming to us, and we will send it through to the portfolio committee through the office of the speaker as the normal process. But just to highlight that some of the observation, obviously, we will not be agreeing with, because we believe that there is some information that we did not really cover comprehensively from the audit report. So, but we will respond, Chair, and promise that we are really working on improving our processes within the department. We are concerned as well with the under expenditure. It's something that is of concern. We are coming through to the portfolio committee next week to report, but we will also highlight the challenges that we face, because sometimes we have to strike a balance between moving the money, but also ensuring that the compliance issues that are raised by the AG are also addressed. You know, that's the challenge that we face. It can be easy to distribute money. Everyone needs money, but we don't really want to go to jail in the process of ensuring that the money, all the money goes, because that's the responsibility of us as officials, that we really don't waste taxpayers' money. We also don't give money to people that we cannot account for. But we'll continuously improve, Chair, and make sure that we move in the right direction. We spend taxpayers' money responsibly. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Chair.
Thank you, DM. You were listening to us. This is our report to you as the political head. I think you have got now a clue of what transpired since you are new in this department. Can you have a comment? Thank you, DG.
Thank you very much, Chair, and I hope I'm audible, and thank you for accepting that I'm here. I must indicate that as the report was presented by Mr. Gumede, I was reading at it, but I couldn't hear initially. But I really am repeating what Mr. Mkumane have said. The portfolio committee has commented and made very constructive comments, and I must say that I really appreciate that. As a department, we do appreciate when we are encouraged to do the work that we must do. And I observed that, as you are saying, Chair, all political parties were talking in one word to the department. We appreciate that, and I promise that we shall look into the report and go on working very much correctly so, as the DG have said. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, DM. What do you need to understand your good selves as the political head and the minister? Your victory is our victory as the portfolio committee. That's why all the time my humble appeal is to my colleagues is to come up with a constructive criticism so that we build each other. So yes. go indeed and put at length on those issues. You heard our content advisor, his worry is saying the department is staying in one position with an unqualified, with minor issues which can be corrected. I would like the DM and the minister to stick unto those ones so that the department moved to a clean audit. We'll appreciate that, as well as with CEDA, because CEDA, when we say they have regressed, we are saying that they have moved from a clean audit to an unqualified, and we don't want to see them moving back to qualified. So these are the issues which we would like you as the political head to pay attention into. Some of the issues were in relation with the vacancies, as other honorable members have indicated, but I believe that will be resolved not long. Again, the issue of primary responsibility by the PC on issues of bills, I believe that also will be taken into cognizance, because without those bills, we can't be able to unlock those stumbling blocks of red tapes. Yes, we agree with the DG and your good selves. We need to adhere to the regulations and laws of this country, but our main worry, if we can't have those bills to assist us, because our primary mandate is to make sure that service delivery is being done and we don't need evenly underspending, as the WIP has indicated that applications were so many, but very little have been approved. So if we can join hands and make sure that we deal with those issues, we are really proud of you and your entities. It seems as if you are there for our people, but the critical issue is to make sure that they get what they want, because failing to employ or create jobs, we are not getting anywhere. So I really appreciate and thank all the honorable members who have deliberated on this report, even those who did not, and also to appreciate and adopt the report of the portfolio committee crafted by our support staff. Braking, can you take us back to the agenda so that we deal with those minutes? But thank you so much, honorable members and our officials and the minister.
Okay. I think we should give it back to Mr. Kumete to comment on the inputs, yeah. And then we put it that be adopted or not. They can take it back to Mr. Kumete.
Yes. Yes, do that, please.
Thank you, King. Thank you, Chairperson. No, I've recorded the it's just one or two contributions that I will include in the report, more especially the PCOs, which can be included next to CEDA, to say as we have made that recommendation to say CEDA must be considered. I will also include the PCOs. Other issues, Chair, other contributions really, such as the issue of the major. We may not necessarily include it in this particular report, but as we are aware, Chairperson, I've spoken to you to say perhaps we need a separate section with the department where the portfolio committee will be taken through a detailed process of what is being done with regards to the major, including the timelines of when the major is likely to be finalized so that the portfolio committee is on the know. Chair, that is all from me. So U-King has already indicated that perhaps for the members would then to say we are adopting the report with those minor amendments, or we are not adopting the report, because we need to adopt this particular report so that we can convey it to the House.
Brasmu, is yourself, we should request that before the committee, because this is your draft that you are moving that the committee adopt the report. But while listening to all speakers, they have accepted the report, but all to right. Formalize it, can you do that?
Okay, no, it's fine, Chair. Unless otherwise, I did not pick up any disagreement or anyone who did not concur with the report. So I would request members to adopt the report with those minor amendments as suggested by members themselves. Thank you,
honorable members. Do we agree with the adoption of the report and with its additions?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Thank you so much.
Seconded.
The report is duly adopted. Siyabonga. Can we go back to our agenda, Braking? Next item is adoption of minutes, two sets of minutes. Can you take us through?
Chairperson, these are
yes, I can see them.
These are the minutes of the 10th of November, where we're considering an adoption of the 2021 fourth term committee program. We received the briefing on 2021 financial and annual audit outcomes for the department. And CEDA by Auditor General of South Africa. And then it was the briefing on the financial and annual audit outcome on the performance of CIFA, which was presented by Sizwe Tsaluba Kobodo, SMG Grant Thornton. And then we also considered and adopted the committee minutes of 1 September 2021. So as members have received on page one, members can
comment from page one. Nothing. Move to page 2. Any comment, honorable members? Page 3. Any comment? Move to the next page. Any comment, honorable members? Any comment? Move. Any comment, honorable members, on this page? None. Move. Move as book. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired during that day? Any mover, honorable members? Thank you. Any seconder? Honorable members, any seconder?
Chairperson, honorable members, 2 seconds.
Thank you, thank you. Next item, Braking. Honorable Ming, can you mute your gadget, please? Can you hear your conversation? Braking, we're waiting for you. Thank you.
See them, Chair, these are the minutes of Wednesday, 7th of November.
2021. Okay,
I can see that. 2021 Annual and Financial Performance of the Department, 2021 Annual and Financial Performance of Small Enterprise Development Agency, briefing on the 2021 Annual and Financial Performance of Small Enterprise Finance Agency. So these are the minutes for that day.
Yes, move. Yeah. Any correction on this page? None. Move to the next page, please. Any correction on this page? None. Can you move to the next page? Move. Move. Any correction? Move. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th November 2021 as a true reflection?
Chairperson, I, Honorable April, move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable April. Any seconder?
Chairperson, I'm Honorable Tomelang seconding Honorable April.
Thank you, Honorable Tomelang. Minutes are duly adopted. Do we have any other item on our agenda? Braking, I think this was the last item.
Yes, Chairperson, just want to confirm.
Let me take this opportunity to thank all our honorable members, our support staff, as well as the DG and the DM. This was a fruitful meeting. Please continue doing us proud. We'll hear from you and we'll be listening to the department when they appear next week. We are ready to deliberate so that we build this department moving forward. Thank you so much. I've already done my closing remarks before the minutes. The meeting stands adjourned.
Long live the chair.
Thank you, my son.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, baby girl.
Bye, comrades.
So.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Sir, Honorable Babala, you came at the tail end. Okay, Honorable Babala came at the tail end.
Sayo Pegambi, Doking.
Jabula, Chair. Now, Khalil.
Angishvula inile kakhulu. Even yesterday, hey, bathi beku blind la mina beng. So we're eating moroho.
Ngiyabona
nje la. Fresh.
We are bonakala la live stream nje. So
keza ngegusha ngibangala.
Recording stopped.
Chair, as we look at the suggest they would see the program, but I should think more Nyinga Bambega. I had a bereavement attending a Nyingirani funeral. Then I forgot to inform you. But I should think more if you can change it, it might that we are not organized and leave it as is. Was supposed to be a suggest they would next week. Senze le virtual then sigcine ngama quarter 2 but bekathi swaphe nje kanjalo. So my number I'm thinking would because it's a bit late maybe the department might not be happy then
let's singaba disrupt as long as it is there in our minds let's make time proper time.
Okay.
Not now. I agree with you.
Okay, check. No, it's fine. Thank then you. That means we're left with about 2 meetings. Then next week, the quarter 1 and 2 reports. Maybe for next week, it will be a little bit longer meeting. But again, we combined the quarter 1 and quarter 2 reports. Maybe if they just deal with the achievement or underachievement, not all these things that they normally talk about, it can make it very easy.
But you must advise them. Advise the DG to talk to his entities. May also talk to them. Yeah, that will be easy. You see our report? He took us at that high. But at the end, he indicated the observation as well as the recommendation. It becomes even easier to members.
Yes.
To make comments. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chair. No, Amisa.
Hi, Breaking.
Any addition?
Addition in terms of e-program? Not at all, Breaking. Not at all. I'm happy.
Okay. Siyabonga wa researcher. Keep it up.
Siyabulela, Chair.